nice February day. This is the time and place that was scheduled for a pre-hearing conference regarding two applications that were filed by Cat Creek Energy LLC. The application numbers are 63-34403 and 63-34652. My name is Gary Spackman. I'm the director of the Idaho Department of Water Resources. And we have folks here in person in the conference room. We also have some people who are participating by phone. And I think rather than have everybody sound off on the phone or going in some direction, I'll try to call roll. Seems to me that may be the most efficient way to start today. So, and then once I finish, then let's see if there are others who either want to be heard or remain silent. So let me go down through the parties and the representatives of the parties. So Cat Creek Energy LLC, Randy Budge.
Good morning, Director. Randy Budge on the phone, and I believe I also have Dave Cuthill as well, together with James Karkoulis on the phone, who is the project manager.
Okay.
James Karkoulis present.
Thank you, James. I want to make sure I have your name written down. Okay, and then protestants. Alan Thompson. Thank you, Alan. Alan is here. If you'll just respond verbally, although I don't know that they'll hear that on the phone, it's remote enough. Valentine Ditch Company, that would be Sawtooth Law. No representatives from Sawtooth today. That surprises me. Boise Project Board of Control.
Thanks, Director. This is Scott Magnuson for Parker Rochal and Simpson on behalf of the project.
Okay, Boise Valley Irrigation Ditch Company. Sawtooth Law. I was hoping somebody just joined us, so apparently they're still not on the line. And I'll skip through those. City of Boise.
Present.
Abigail.
Abigail Germain.
Great. Thank you, Abigail. City of Meridian.
Kyle Raddick present.
District of Park Center, Dana.
Present.
And you have an associate with you?
Yes, I do. Will Fletcher, also with Holly Troxel, is here with me on behalf of the district, and also Esquire Ranch.
Okay, Will, your last name?
It's Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R.
Thank you. Gwen Rice Ranch, Jim Rice. I don't see him here today. Idaho Conservation League, Marie Kelly.
Hello, Director. This is Marie.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, Director. I'm on the phone.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Idaho Department of Fish and Game.
Yes, Ken Bondi, the Yankees Office for the Department of Fish and Game and the Department of Lands.
Thank you, Ann. Idaho Power Company.
Good morning, Director John Simpson.
Okay. Thanks, John. Riverside Irrigation District.
Yes, Director. Scott Magnuson for Parker Rochal and Simpson on behalf of Riverside.
Great, thanks, Scott. Suez Water.
Good morning, Mr. Director. This is Mike Lauren with Givens Pursley.
Thank you, Mike. Treetop Ranches.
Present, Mr. Director. Bill Mulder, M-U-L-D-E-R.
Thank you, Mr. Mulder. U.S. Department of Interior.
Bill Tesmo, Joel
M. BLM is Gary Davenport and Sandra McRae.
U.S. Department of Interior, Bureau of Reclamation.
Good morning, Ms. Lisa Lance with the Office of the Solicitor.
Thank you, Lisa. Wendy Combs.
John Combs, her husband, present.
Thank you, John. And Wildlands Defense, Katie Fight. Okay, now let's back up. Do we have anybody from Sawtooth Law on the phone? Well, they represent about half the protestants. I don't know why they're not here today. Okay.
Director Peter Anderson for Trout Unlimited.
Is Trout Unlimited a protestant?
The second application here.
Oh. Well, it's not showing up here. Thank you, Peter.
Also, Dave Tesmo with Cat Creek joined.
Thank you, Dave. Peter, that's why I called roll. I want to make sure we have everybody. Others. Okay. Well, this is another pre-hearing conference that was scheduled after the last one that was conducted in the fall. And there were some anticipated actions that we thought would happen during the intervening period of time. Some of those may have occurred. I know at least one has not, and that was, I think, the major event was the anticipated filing of another application, a third application by Cat Creek. There were some discussions as well at the previous hearing, pre-hearing conference about recognition of parties who had protested one of the applications but not protested both of them. I received some email correspondence from, and I think it was from Dave Tuthill, regarding participation of all of the parties in these applications. And I know that there was at least a discussion about the creation or setting up of a portal or drop box for posting information. And I'm sorry, I think this statement was not from Dave Tuthill, but from Randy Budge about participation. So I'm sorry, Randy. So those are the subjects I think that we need to talk about. I think Ann Vondi also raised a question about submittal of Rule 40 information, as I recall, Ann. And some of that information I think was supposed to come in and be posted at the portal that we talked about. So maybe at this point in time, Randy, it's your client's application. I just wanted to preview the matters that I recall. Maybe I should ask whether there are others out there that the parties anticipate or remember being discussed that I've not covered today. Anybody?
This is Randy Budge. Yes, I think those are the issues that were left from the last pre-hearing matter that we had in September. And with respect to the participation of all parties, let me address that question first. Yes, there was a question raised that there were different protestants on different applicants, and I think following the pre-hearing conference, I did send an email to you, the director, and copy to the parties that the applicant, Cat Creek Energy, would stipulate that anyone who had protested on one of the applications would be considered as a protestant for purposes of all permit applications that would enable them to thus be combined for hearing purposes in a single proceeding, since they involve basically the same project and the same parties. And we're still in that same position on that particular issue. And the second issue, you're correct, we had asked that some additional time be provided, that the hearing not be set, and that this pre-hearing conference, the second pre-hearing conference, be scheduled to give Cat Creek an opportunity to proceed with additional subscription contracts with other potential consumptive users on the remaining 50,000 acre feet of potential water available under the project. And we have embarked on that process. I would say that the subscription process's approval has taken longer than we expected, largely because of the governmental and some quasi-governmental entities that were involved. I think it got complicated by the, in some instances, by the election cycle, because there were some changes in mayors and city councils. But the long and the short of it is, we are slower than we anticipated getting those subscriptions in place. We now are in a position that we are quite close to having the full additional 50,000 acre foot available, fully subscribed to, which would bring our total with the second permit to a total of 80,000 acre feet. We have an agreement signed on one of them. There are two agreements pending governmental agency approval. One irrigation district has an approval meeting coming up I think, the 10th of March. There is one city that has a city council meeting for what we anticipate final approval is coming up the 2nd of March, and we have one third one that is pending. So where we are is we, as I indicated, is a little bit longer process than we expected. Our anticipation is by the end of March, we will have those subscription agreements all in place, and then we will proceed to file the third application so that it can be published. We would also agree that all of the existing protestants could be parties to that third application, so they need not file a separate protest if they don't want to. And that's kind of where we are on those matters. So we think it would be best, rather than to try to set a discovery or hearing schedule, that we set another pre-hearing conference sometime in April, late April, or even early May, assuming that we get these other subscriptions finalized in March and file our application, and it can be processed relatively quickly and published during the month of April. We could then have another pre-hearing conference at that point in time for the purpose of setting a schedule. I would mention, with respect to the discovery portal, it's been a bit of a task getting that set up and running because of the volume of material involved, and we've tried to make it very usable friendly by taking the various categories of additional information under Rule 4.5 and categorizing the information accordingly. We do have it up and running. There's one technical problem working out some of the final passwords that's in progress, but I expect within a couple of weeks we'll be able to circulate the access password for all of the existing parties, and they'll be able to get to that portal of all the information that's been posted. And it will be categorized according with the subsections of Rule 4.5, so one can easily put their hands on the information they want to look at by topic, rather than have what would otherwise be a perhaps unmanageable vast amount of information that would be kind of troubled. So the parties can expect to see that in a couple of weeks. Probably the reason that the Sawtooth group is not here is that we have circulated to most all of the parties previously a proposed stipulation to try to identify various conditions under which some parties may be able to stipulate to withdraw their protests. The entities representing by the Sawtooth Group have basically agreed to those conditions in principle and are just waiting for the proceedings to move along and the third permit before we finalize it. But my guess is that's why the Sawtooth Group is not here. So that's about all I have to report on those issues that are presented. I apologize if everyone didn't get the email. I thought I got everybody emailed a notice a week ago that we were going to have a relatively short call and it would be done by a conference call so that those that might not be convenient wouldn't feel compelled to have to travel to the director's office. But be that as it may, looks like we have everybody here either in person or by phone.
And I just received a note that Andy Caldera of Sawtooth Law may be on the phone. Andy, are you there?
Yes, Director Spackman, I'm sorry. I had time get away from me while I was discussing something in my office, but I am on and have been on for roughly the last 10 minutes.
Okay. So you've heard most of what we've been talking about here.
That's correct, yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Again, apologize for being late.
That's okay. So, reactions from the parties here. And by the way, as you speak, if you could come forward, this Polycom probably won't pick up a voice from the back. So, and that may discourage comments, but nonetheless, be helpful if you'd come forward. Comments?
Yeah.
Dana?
Yes, I have a few comments. I was looking through the file online, the two applications that have been filed, and I noticed that application number one, the hydro aspect, that there was a one-year suspension of that application already granted in 2017, and the application was filed in May of 2017, and then subsequent to that, there was a one-year suspension granted by letter of November 17, 2017. So basically, under the department's rules, a one-year suspension is the maximum time that an application can be held without processing. I also noted that the second application was filed last year in April. So we're coming upon sort of the 1 year, maybe unofficial hold. I don't know if an official hold was ever granted on that one, but it hasn't proceeded very far in the process since it was filed. So hearing that the third application is almost ready to go. I think it would be appropriate to schedule a hearing, September, October timeframe, so that we have a hearing date scheduled so that these applications can move forward. And if they're not in a position to move forward, they should be withdrawn and refiled at a later date when they are ready to go forward. But I think we've all been very accommodating and thus far with allowing additional time beyond the 1 year suspension period, at least on the first application, and we have not received any information. We haven't seen the Rule 40 information. I know my client, Espar, at the last status conference specifically requested information that Mr. Karkulis indicated would be forthcoming on an assessment of the impacts up on the Camas Creek drainage in the Big Wood area, because SBAR has water rights to Camas Creek and the headwaters are located close to this project. So we have not received any information. We haven't been provided access to any portal. We would like to have a hearing scheduled so that we have a date and to keep our feet to the fire, and so things progress from here on out.
Mr. Budge, I'll ask you for your reaction, but before you respond, let's refer to the water appropriation rule that you at least allude to.
Okay.
And as I look at the rules, it's Rule 40. Dot. I always have trouble reading these. 01. And then I think it's D.
If you have trouble reading them, I don't feel bad enough. I also have trouble reading them.
And it says, an applicant may request in writing that commencement of processing of his or her application be delayed for a period not to exceed 1 year, or that processing be interrupted for a period not to exceed 6 months. The director at his discretion may approve the request unless he determines that others will be injured by the delay, or that the applicant seeks the delay for the purpose of speculation, or that the public interest of the people of the Idaho will not be served by the delay. The director may approve a request for delay for a shorter period of time or upon conditions, and it says, and may renew the approval upon request. So that's what the rule says. And I just wanted to read it so everybody understood what was contained in the rule. So, Mr. Budge.
Yeah, thank you. And I apologize. I couldn't quite hear who that was that made the comments and who they were representing.
It was Dana Hofstetter representing Espar Ranch and the district.
Thanks, Dana. Yeah, let me respond on that. Director and party, we have no objection at all for a hearing schedule being set if that's what the director is inclined to do. We could certainly set a hearing schedule in the fall that would have allow adequate opportunity for the third application to be filed and published and protested. The only reason we didn't request that is we thought the director might have some reluctance to do that until the third permit was actually published, so that if there were additional parties that got added, they could be part of the scheduling process. But we would not have any objection for setting a hearing schedule now, as long as it is far enough off into the year that it would allow the third application to get filed and published and protested without prejudicing other protests that might show up.
Okay, and I want to confirm, at least based on Dana's representation here today, that we have received at least one request, and I think it was for a one-year delay, as I recall.
Yeah, I have the letter.
And it was granted. It's interesting in the rule that there are two different extensions that are referred to. One is a delay... that the application be delayed, commencement of process be delayed for a period not to exceed 1 year, and that processing be interrupted for a period not to exceed 6 months. I don't know whether the 1 year extension really even fits the definition in the rules. It seems to me that a delay is a delay in the commencement of processing, which to me would be a delay in the publication, because once the application is published, then it's being processed. Now, maybe that technicality isn't that important. Or there's an opportunity for a six-month interruption of processing. Now, I don't know how important it is to adhere to those strictly, but I would just point out, Randy, that we have nothing right now that grants any extension in the processing of these applications. And I think that was your point, Dana, as I listened to what you had to say. So I'm happy to try to set a hearing date, but I want to hear from the other parties here if they have some input. Others? Protestants?
Director Spackman, can
yes.
Everyone on the phone hear me all right?
I think you'll have to come.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Well, come forward.
Yeah.
Director Spackman, this is Abby Germain with the City of Boise. Most of the city's concerns related to this application relate to lack of information in the current file. We had echoed Ms. Vondi's request for Rule 40 information at the last pre-hearing conference. We would really just like to see more information on these applications. We also were interested in whether that third application was actually going to be filed, that application for permit. I agree that it may be the most efficient to just go ahead and schedule a hearing and move forward. I do understand Mr. Budge's comments related to the application being, the third application being close to being filed, so I do think it would make sense to try and coordinate those efforts with the current applications and that third application if it is going to be filed. But again, we are really interested in just seeing that Rule 40 information.
Okay, thank you. Others? Ann, you were active in these conversations last time. And
I don't have anything to add at this point other than echoing the two previous requests for the Rule 40 information.
Okay, well, I am in favor of expediting to the degree we can the processing of this application. Part of the reason that I'm interested in expeditiously addressing the protests and the application itself is that this is not the only application pending on the Boise River and on the South Fork. And substantial delay may honestly affect what's happening with those other applications if they are in junior in time. And so it seems to me substantial delay is not warranted. My concern right now is that we have a third application and at least that's anticipated and we don't have that information right now. And at least to date, there's no posting of the Rule 40 information. And at least based on what I heard Randy say, the information may be voluminous. And so it seems to me if we are setting a hearing date, and I'm in favor of trying to establish that hearing date, but my question to the parties is, how much time will you need to prepare given the possible volumes of information that you may have to review and submit to potential experts? And have them review it, write reports. And it almost seems to me that it's difficult for me to schedule a date without all of that information in front of you so that you can assess the time periods that you'll need. So again, I ask for reaction.
Director?
Yes.
This is John Simpson.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with the other parties that the Rule 40 information is necessary and would be valuable to review the extent of that data. That's what Idaho Power wishes to do. The company has had some communication with the applicant through email correspondence, and we thank the applicant for reaching out to us. But from our perspective, it would seem like getting access to that portal and that information and then having that third application filed upon the filing publication of that application and the protest deadline running, I think together with that information, we'd all be in a better position to look at a hearing date and if a hearing date's necessary for some of the parties and the extent of the information being provided. So from our perspective, it would seem like waiting some period of time, a few months, to see how the portal comes about, and the third application would be a prudent step.
Thank you, John. And so my question to you is 2 months a few? I'm trying to shorten the time period and pressure this to happen. And Randy, is that time frame acceptable? Or 3 months?
Director Spackman, this is Marie.
Yes.
For ICL. I would ask that I'm really quite in agreement with much of what's being discussed here, and feel like it's of course we need more information before we can know exactly what everybody is or is not able to resolve. But setting a hearing date really would keep us all on track, but recognizing that it would probably be best for people who don't even know yet about this, but might learn about it when the next application is protested and might have some interest in being part of the proceedings, that we try to do it as soon as possible after this anticipated advertisement of the third application, and not wait as long as 3 months or really even 2 months. Like, perhaps 6 weeks is enough time, but just to really keep us on track. And that's what I would share. Thank you.
So, Marie, you're not suggesting that we set the hearing today, but that...
Well, I don't have a problem. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Director. I would be in support of setting a hearing today, but I think it would need to be really quite late in 2020 in order to accommodate the potential unknown out there, as well as giving everybody an opportunity to get through the Rule 40 information. If we set it late in the year, I'm sort of thinking November, it seems like if we can expect that we'd have the Rule 40 information within the next month, that seems a reasonable amount of time to allow everyone to get through it and to get through a proper discovery and hearing schedule. But I don't know that it's reasonable to think that we could really set it earlier than that. I'm not sure.
Other comments, Randy? I want to come back to you.
Well, the Rule 40 that was discussed earlier, I think, pertains to a requested delay in the processing of the application. That hasn't been the case here. I think that applied to the situation like the state's application for permit on the Bear, that the permit gets filed and the application gets filed and the applicant then requests that the department take no action. There hasn't been a delay in processing here. This is simply a matter of scheduling. I think we would certainly be in a position to have our permit application filed by the end of March, assuming the department could get it published right away. The publication period should occur and be ended by the end of April. We could have a separate, another status and scheduling conference there and set the hearing date at that point in time. That probably would give the parties at least a month or 6 weeks to review the material that we expect to have available on the portal in about 2 weeks. And that would be fine. Otherwise, we would have no objection to go ahead and setting a hearing schedule. I think it would need to be late in the year or even in early January. The month of October and early November, I don't have the schedule yet, but there is a major Pacific Corp general rate case that is being filed, and those are always set for hearing before the PUC in October or early November. So those dates would be too early in my view. I think it could be set for the 1st of December or early January next year if the director's inclined to set a hearing schedule now. It really doesn't matter that much one way or another. I think we'll be back at another pre-hearing conference the end of April or the 1st of May if we don't set a hearing schedule, and be looking at the same type of schedule late in the year, early January. It seemed to make a little bit more sense that the parties have, as John Simpson suggested, a month or 6 weeks to start to review the information in the portal and review the third application to get an idea how long they need to prepare for a hearing date and what discovery and the like will be involved in that.
Other comments? Yes, Ann.
Another way to hold our feet to the fire may be to perhaps for the directors to formally request the Rule 4 information, and then under the rules they have 30 days to provide that information. So that would give us a date certain where we would know that we could expect the portal to be up and running. And then perhaps that, in combination with another status conference, might be enough to get us where we need to be without having to schedule a hearing and not knowing what sort of information we're going to be faced with. I do agree with the director that it may be difficult to assess what sort of time frames we need in a hearing schedule at this point.
Were the people on the phone able to hear Ann?
I could barely hear parts of her comments, but not all of them.
Why don't you come forward, Ann? Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that perhaps another avenue would be for the director to formally request the Rule 40 information. Under that scenario, the director then the applicant has 30 days to provide that information. That would give us sort of a date certain in which we could expect to see that additional information. Maybe that, in concert with another status conference, would get us to a point where we felt like we had some deadlines to work under in terms of the protestants' perspectives. And then hopefully at that point we would have the information we need to set a hearing schedule that makes sense based on the amount of information we have to review, experts we may need to get, that sort of thing.
And let's refer to the operative rule again.
It's Rule 40, subsection 05, subsection A.
Is it A or B? I think it's B.
Oh, B. Yes.
For protested applications.
Yes.
So let's just read that for everyone here. And thank you for the citation so I didn't have to struggle with it. For protest.
This Randy, I want to make sure I had the right rule. I was looking at Rule 4.5. Entitled Additional Information Requirements.
Yeah, it's Rule 40.
Is that the applicable rule?
Well, it's Rule
4.5.2 pertains to protested applications, and then there are a whole lot of subsections dealing with the various information. I was looking at ADAPA 37.0 and Rule 4.5.2.
So the citation is IDAPA 37.03.08.05.40.05.B.
Did you find the text, Randy?
No, the one I'm looking at is, I was just looking at IDAPA 37.0 and then 4.5, it's entitled Additional Information Requirements, and it goes on for several pages, but.
That's correct. Additional what? Information requirements, then subsection B.
Yeah, I don't understand your citation, Randy. It's Rule 40, as I read it.
I might be looking at a wrong copy. I'm looking at a hard copy, and it's IDAPA 37.0. Maybe my copy, the formatting on it is wrong or something, but I had 4.5.
But it sounds to me like you're in the right place, as Ann verified.
Yeah, I think we've got the right rule, but.
So if you go to subsection B, it starts out for protested applications or protested permits
yes.
being reprocessed. The information yeah. required by Rule 40.05.C may be requested by the director to be submitted within 30 days after notification yeah. by the director. may be made a part of the record of the hearing held to consider the protest, or may be made available in accordance with any pre-hearing discovery procedures. Failure to submit the required information within the time period allowed will be cause for the director to void an application or to advance the priority of a permit being reprocessed by the number of days that the information submittal is late. It's
yeah, that's the rule. That's the correct rule I'm looking at. So for some reason, the copy I have is describing that all under Rule 4.5 rather than Rule 40. I'm not sure why, but anyway, that's the correct rule. And we intend to comply with that and should have the portal access ready to go within a couple of weeks. And we did categorize the information in accordance with the following rules. It shows the information to be submitted and has various subsections that goes on for several pages. We've been categorizing the information by that, so one could look at an outline and be able to link into the specific documents rather than have to go through a volume of PDF documents. I'm not the technical person that's setting up the portal, but that's how it would generally describe, and we intended to have that ready before now, but it's just taken longer than anticipated and should be ready to go. I have no objection to having, if the director is inclined, if some parties wish to have an order that we comply with the rule, that's our intent anyway, so we'd be fine with such an order.
Well, my concern, Randy, is if you read subparagraph A for unprotested applications, you read subparagraph B for protested applications, there is a sentence in subparagraph A not included in subparagraph B. And that sentence is in A, the director may extend the time within which to submit the information upon request by the applicant and upon a showing of good cause. That sentence, I don't find it in subsection B. And as a result, if I issue an order that requires the information to be posted within 30 days, and if it's not, then it says failure to submit the required information within the time period allowed will be cause, and I guess cause gives me some level of discretion for the director to void an application or to advance the priority by the number of days the information submittal is late.
Well, one difficulty on the order is we have a third application yet to be filed, and so until that third application is filed, we won't obviously have available all of the information required by the rule until afterwards. Now, I suppose that's why, circling back around to where we started, that it made more sense to us that we get the third application filed and published, and we expect to have information on the first two applications available from the portal within 2 weeks that the parties can access, and then come around the end of April or first part of May, have another pre-hearing conference. The parties will then see that third application, will know if there are any additional protests besides those that are participating now that need to be party to the scheduling order, and the parties will have likely had about 6 weeks or so to take a look at everything that we post on the portal for the first two applications and be in a position then to say, okay, here's what additional discovery we need, additional preparation we need to be, and then set a hearing date. Because I truly do believe, as some of the protestants have indicated, it's the lack of information that gave rise to their protest. And I think when they have the information, many of the protestants will go away and be able to stipulate to the issuance of the permits with appropriate conditions to protect the interests that gave rise to their concern and their protest. And we started down that route with the most all of the parties by providing them with a proposed stipulation that addressed concerns largely based upon many of the conditions the director had issued on the Elmore County permit case that we assume would likely be applicable here as well.
Yes, Dana.
This is Dana Hofstetter for the district and Espar Ranch. You know, we had our last pre-hearing conference on September 24th, and at that time, another basically 5 months were afforded for the Rule 40 information, and that was specifically one of the things that we would agreed would be available prior to today's pre-hearing conference. So a question I have is whether the requirement to extend the priority date under Rule 40.04 already has been triggered, because we don't have the Rule 40 information, at least to the two applications that have been filed. You know, I don't think we need to, that there should be a reason to wait for the third application before the Rule 40 information on the first two applications can be provided. And actually, the way I view these applications is they're pretty discreet. They don't have to be considered as a group, but they seem to be. The hydro is the first one, and then the others are consumptive uses, and they're sort of, each one is sort of additive, and they can be considered on their own merits. So that's a question I have, as we've already afforded 5 months, much more than the 30 days allowed under the rules for the Rule 40 information. We've received nothing. So I think that should be taken into account at this point.
Okay, other comments?
Director, this is Marie again.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Oh, sure. Sorry.
Sorry, I know it's so tricky when folks are on the phone. I just wanted to concur with what Dana just said and acknowledge that this is part of why, whether it be the end of the year or I hear what Randy is saying about potentially even the beginning of 2021, it seems like getting something scheduled just sort of holds everybody's feet to the fire and keeps us all moving forward so that it doesn't just linger for years. And it already is in some instances. So I just wanted to share that. It's not necessarily a suggestion on any or a definitive answer on any point, but it is that I just hope that we aren't getting into something where we're just a year from now having the same conversation without setting some sort of timeline. I'm concerned that it will be that. Thank you.
Thank you, Marie. All right, let's work through some possible time frames and see if we can figure something out. So I think there's some very definite deadlines that we can establish, and I think those relate to the submittal of information. And I agree, Randy, with Dana's, I guess, somewhat, I shouldn't characterize it as a statement of frustration, but there was an expectation at the last pre-hearing conference that this information would be posted. And as she stated, we're 5 months after, and the note has not yet been established, and the information's not out there. And I'm reluctant, at least at this point, to issue an order that requires the posting and the sharing of that information within 30 days. But I think what I'll propose is that, Randy, you have until the end of March to get it up and running, have the information out there for people. And at the end of March, if it's not there, then I'll issue the order and require that it be posted. Now, the information for the last application may not be available, but certainly all of the existing information can be posted. And as you stated, Randy, that information, at least based on what I heard from you, is available at least in your offices or in the offices of the applicant. So in setting up a schedule, I want to give you a little bit of time to put it together now, but at the 1st of April, and I'll write this in an order, if the note isn't out there and the parties have not been apprised of where to access it, including the director and the department, I will issue an order pursuant to Rule 40. Let's see, it's 05D, I think, that requires the submittal of that information within 30 days. And if it's not, then those remedies that are available to the director will be employed. Now, we probably need to establish a pre-hearing conference again. And Randy, you said that the third application will be filed in what time frame?
We're anticipating to be filed before the end of March.
Well, we'll need a little bit of time to publish notice and get protestants identified. So, can we look at a calendar in May, mid-May sometime? Week of the 10th. Everybody have access to calendars? How's the 13th of May?
That does not work for me. That's fine with the applicant.
Okay, let's try another date. The 14th?
That's fine.
In the morning?
14th doesn't work for me.
Okay, thanks. That's why we're going through it. 15th, a Friday.
Director, this is Marie. Yeah. I'm unable to participate on the 15th.
All right, let's try the next week. 18th. I'm just picking days going through the calendar.
Yeah.
If people are unavailable for an entire week, sound off. Does the 18th work? Morning? Okay, 18th of May, 10 in the morning. Pre-hearing conference. Ten AM. And if the third application is not filed by the end of March, I anticipate that we'll move ahead independent of that third application as suggested. And process these applications independent of each other. I don't know whether that's the best thing to do, but and we can talk about it again if there's a hitch at the May pre-hearing conference. Now, let's just look way forward because some folks have suggested a hearing date or establishing a hearing date. I'm not inclined to send out a notice of hearing, but let's just pick a week and try to reserve it if we can. So I'm looking at December. And I'll exclude the week of the 20th. So how about the week of the 6th?
January.
How about January? I love to intrude on Christmas shopping. All right, January. Week of the 3rd. That'll be the 4th through the 8th, or the weekdays. Okay, week of the 10th.
About this, Randy, the week of the
11th would be fine that entire week. I'm a little hesitant to start on the 4th right after the long holiday. Lots of people will feel a little bit disrupted with their preparation.
Well, there's another disruption.
January.
There's another disruption that happens in this town about the second week of January. But I suppose... And that disruption may be rulemaking again, all over again. But let's target the week of the 11th. Now, in the notice that I send out, or the order, I'll just identify this week and ask the parties to reserve that week. I don't want to send a notice, because if I do, something will happen at the pre-hearing conference, then I've got to go through and cancel the notice. But will you please reserve this week, the week of January 11th through the 15th? Do we need more than 1 week, folks?
I wouldn't think so.
Let's be optimistic. Okay, other scheduling matters. I think a lot of the other scheduling we really can't do until we have the Rule 40 information. Then the parties can determine whether they'll need to employ experts, what the remaining issues are, if there are issues, both of law and fact. And I think we need to sort through those before we issue a final scheduling order and a notice of hearing. Anything else you want to talk about today? There's one matter just for the amusement of the parties. As we prepared for this pre-hearing conference and the agreement by Cat Creek Energy for the parties to participate in both the contested case hearings, even though only one protest had been filed, I queried whether this was really the best way to for a bureaucratic agency to maximize its revenues. And I even suggested the possibility of requiring everybody to file a protest to the third application. But I guess that's not our goal here, is to maximize revenue. So we'll adhere to the same agreement, Mr. Budge, if you're okay with it.
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right, very good. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Director.